This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Chelsea Clinton says those women allegedly freed by 40 million abortions to make more money have added $3.5 trillion to our economy. If that were true, it wouldn't make it right, but it's not true. If instead of facing abortion, the 40 million children involved had only contributed $10,000 each to the economy, a gross underestimate, that would be a $400 trillion boost. Chelsea Clinton simply fails to examine the whole problem. While a Supreme Court nominee awaits confirmation, laughingly poor polling questions are trying to negate other polls showing strong U.S. anti-abortion sentiment. Wording in a Wall Street Journal NBC News poll embarrassingly seeks abortion-friendly responses and misrepresents U.S. abortion law in their survey of public opinion. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. In other headlines, Ireland's health minister wants to put a rush on aborting the disabled before abortion laws begin in January. Media giants are still lauding that embrace of abortion, but are ignoring a stunning defeat of abortion in Argentina, where 10% of all citizens protested to stop a new abortion law. And a new study shows 4 in 10 patients thought to be unconscious are actually aware. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com or find us on social media. This has been Life News Radio.